Andrew Carman of Jimtown, Kentucky, was born in 1895. In 1916, during the First World War, he was drafted by the U.S. Army. An African-American, Carman was not allowed to mix with white units from the United States. So his engineering division, the famed Harlan Hellfighters, fought alongside the French Army, where they experienced terrifying bombardments during trench warfare.
And of course, you just take a chill. You just shake all the time until, you know, you just come to yourself enough that you can sort of pull yourself together. In fact, I rubbed my knees to try to get myself together.
Wounded in combat, Carman waited 63 years before finally receiving his Purple Heart. Before his death in 1983, Carman shared his war experiences with historians at Murray State University. And now, his story is being told in Frankfort at a new exhibit called Kentucky Military Treasures.
The treasures are the artifacts themselves, but the stories behind them is what drove the artifact selection in the show.
That's Tony Curtis of the Kentucky History Center in downtown Frankfort, where 200 years of Kentucky military artifacts and the human stories behind them are on display.
They all have a tie to Kentucky, whether it's through an actual item that was used by a Kentuckian in a conflict or an item that was invented by a Kentuckian for use in the military conflicts.
Like the Thompson machine gun invented by Brigadier General John T. Thompson of Newport, Kentucky.
We have a early model 1921 Thompson machine gun, as well as a model 1911 revolver. Which he was instrumental in developing the cartridges and the ammo that went into that.
In all, there are more than 100 Kentucky military artifacts strategically placed around the 4,000-square-foot exhibition hall, including Civil War swords, saddles, bugles, uniforms, medals of honor, rifles, cannons, and pistols. Bringing the items to life are the human stories of their owners, like Martha and Marcus Davis of Harlan County, who both served in Vietnam.
Martha was a nurse who was trained in the United Mine Workers Hospitals from Everett, Kentucky. She goes into the Navy, becomes a nurse, and serves. Her brother Marcus is drafted into the Army. He serves, but he's killed in action in April of 1970.
They were out in the boonies, and one guy in front triggered a booby trap, which is what killed my brother, a head wound. And so he didn't die right away, but they had to carry him back somewhere to get on the helicopter, the loading zone.
Along with the artifacts and oral histories of Kentuckians like Martha and Marcus Davis, visitors can enjoy brief plays involving actors interacting with the exhibits. Greg Hardison is the museum's theater director.
This particular play is called Theater of War, Unresolved Conflict of Vietnam. And it takes place right in the exhibit, surrounded by the artifacts. The artifacts themselves become characters in the play, representing the different perspectives of history.
Kentucky Military Treasures is expected to have a 6-month run at the Kentucky History Center. The artifacts, stories, and plays in the exhibit cover conflicts ranging from the War of 1812 to Afghanistan and Iraq. For an online preview, go to www.history.ky.gov. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Tony McVeigh in Frankfort.